this week we're supposed to come up with a verse that helps us in our walk. And I thought of this verse here, Philippians 4, verse 8. It's one of Paul's verses that's just almost like poetry. It's so beautiful. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
Acts 15:22, we through much tribulation must enter the kingdom of heaven. That has always been one of my favorite verses, because whenever I'm doing something challenging, I can remember that there's going to be challenges, and I can even embrace the struggles along the way, and then in the end, if I've hung in there and stuck with it, we can enter his kingdom.
I got Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, think on these things. And I really like that verse. Just if I get like a bad thought in my head and I try to get it out of my mind, I think of that verse.
A verse that helps me is Ephesians 6:11-14, I think. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the powers, the world forces of darkness, the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm in the evil day. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, having done everything to stand firm.
I got Proverbs 10:1. A wise son makes his father glad, but a son without discernment is a grief to his mother.
One verse that really helps me is from the Beatitudes. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
1 Corinthians 13:13, but now faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. And love is what everything is based off of. If you don't have love, there's nothing. The Bible says to love God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And you just need to love those around you.
Yeah. I had Proverbs 18:6-7. The lips of a man without discernment lead him into evil things, and his rash mouth calls upon death. But the mouth of a man without discernment is destruction to his lip, to him, and his lips are the snare of his soul. And I also thought of another one. I don't remember where it's found, but it's, the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and myself, and my house, we will serve the Lord. I like that one because it's saying that you have your own choice who you're going to serve.
What the Lord require you to do? Do what's right, love mercy, and walk humble before him.
Psalms 26:1. The Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defender of my life. Whom shall I dread? If I'm ever going through anything, I just think about that. God's my Lord and Savior.
one that came to my mind that I wasn't really expecting, but I probably think about this one more than I realize, is children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And I think it says something about, and it will be well with thee, and you will live many days upon the earth. And I've often thought about how true that is, because, you know, as parents, they love us, you know, and they know what it takes to stand up to the harshness of this world and to survive, and just to, if we don't listen to them, you know, if we rebel or just go our own way, it will not be well for us. It's literal. That is literally what that's saying. Because God can't bless us if we don't honor them. And I was also thinking about humility. Any verse about humility comes to my mind, because I need a lot of help in that area. But, one that talks about be not wise in your own conceit, and also trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. And that goes along with trusting in those that are placed above us. And there's a piece in that, you know, just when we get all in a tiz and we think that we know what's going on and we don't, we know that we're not at peace. But then when we yield to those, you know, to our parents, and just, yeah, you're right, you know, just take that and reconcile with that, it brings about peace in our hearts. And the hymn, Molly and I were actually talking about the hymn, Lord, Thy Blessed Word Obeying. And there's a line in there that says, all thy love, all thy mandates love betoken, to oppose them is but strife. If we oppose his word, that's strife. I mean, it's not that, well, I think my ways, the way I'm thinking about it, seems wiser than God's. Well, maybe you have reasons, but it's still strife, and it won't work, because God's ways are complete and perfect. He created us. And strife is when we persist and try to do our own thing and just walk in disharmony with his ways. So, God bless you.
Next week, you can bring us a blessing that happened either this week or last week. Maybe you learned something or something good happened. Tell us about a blessing that happened, and maybe if you could bring a verse with that kind of fits in or something like that, that'd be great.